Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning.
Welcome again to another broadcast of FMC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Excuse me. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with Deaconess Angela Campbell, as well as Sister Tangela Lewis. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, God. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. It's great to hear from you, ladies. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's been a long week. Has God placed anything on your hearts this morning?
It has really been a great week, actually. Besides having a cold, God has been dealing with me out of the book of Isaiah, and it has really, really blessed me. So, yeah, it's a blessing just being up and in the presence of the Lord and knowing and understanding what He's done for us and where He brought us from, you know. There was an old song that used to say that my soul looked back and wonder how I got over. And when I think about that song, I think about Jesus and the cross. And I say, thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's an oldie but goodie. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, again, good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. The scripture that we like to recite is Job 38:12, verses 12 and 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? And again, this is the time of day that we're going to give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions. And then, of course, we will walk them out by faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. If you're with us and you haven't already, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page if you'd like to do so. Please leave your prayer requests, testimonies, comments, follow the ministry. You get up-to-date information on what the ministry is doing, what's on our agenda. We will be making our plans for the 2018 year, so you can keep up with the ministry that way as well. And any other thing that we might be doing. Our overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, just had a pre-book release. This is her second book that she has authored, titled Free to Be Me, so you can pick that up and keep up with that as well when the official launch will happen. So we're going to go ahead and roll right into our morning prayers, and we hope to receive your prayer requests. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name, Father. Many laid their heads down, Father, closed their eyes, Father. They made plans for this day, Father. Father, but this was not the day that you would wake them. But, Father, you blessed us, Father, by touching us, Father, by waking us up, Father. Father, by giving your angels charge over us and our family members and our loved ones, Father. And we did not receive a call, Father, informing us of calamity. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. We thank you and we magnify your name. Father, you continue to pour out your blessings on us. Father, you continue to let your favor go out before us and surround us as with a shield. Father, we thank you, Father, for you have given your angels charge over us, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for many have fallen at our right side. Father, many have fallen at our left, Father, but you have kept it away from us, Father. So we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you praise in this place today, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise your holy name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your finished works. We thank you that you are our rest. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We magnify your name. We give you praise today. Father, as many, Father, are out there, Father, are struggling, Father, are hurting, Father, they're persecuted, Father, many in their own way, Father. We ask, Father, that you just begin to move in the lives of those that need you, Father. Father, those that have not received salvation, Father, we pray, Father, that you would send us out, that you would surround those individuals, Father, with your vineyard workers, Father. Father, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would touch their hearts, Father, that they might receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you and give you praise. Those that are homeless, Father, we are decreeing and declaring, Father, them being housed, Father. Those that are hungry, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that they are now fed, Father, spiritually and naturally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, those, Father, that have mental health issues, Father, Father, we are decreeing and declaring their healing and their restoration, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father. We decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, the Father of glory, Father, that you may grant and continue to grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through your Son, Father, and we pray, Father, we decree and declare, Father, we receive, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being, Father, is being enlightened, Father, flooded with light, Father, by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us, Father, us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and then seated him at your own right hand, Father, in heavenly places, that place and position of power and authority, Father, far above all rule and authority and power, dominion, whether angelic or human, far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, and the world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, in every realm in subjection under his feet, and you appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we uplift, Father, our president, Father. We uplift those, Father, the politicians. We uplift, Father, even the wealthy, Father, those that make and shape policy, Father. Father, we're asking that you, Father, continue to blow on their hearts. Father, continue to mold them, Father. Father, continue to surround them with godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are many things that have gone wrong, Father, many things, Father, that you did not plan, Father, many things that have been unfair to the average person, Father, the average citizen. And, Father, you said vengeance is yours, Father. So, Father, we even decree and declare, Father, your vengeance, Father, to create change, to produce change, Father, to produce fairness, to produce righteousness, Father. Father, to shake those off the wrong path, Father, unto the right path. So, Father, we even decree and declare, Father, your vengeance, Father, going forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we also ask you for forgiveness, Father. We also ask you for mercy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we uplift those, Father, in spiritual authority, Father. Those in the body, Father. Those that are weary, Father. Those that are hurt, Father. Those that have been beat down, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare their strength. We decree and declare, Father, that you are restoring them even now. Father, we're decreeing and declaring, Father, you are giving them a fresh wind, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you are leading them beside the still waters, O Heavenly Father, and you are restoring their souls, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you are giving them a fresh anointing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are even giving them, Father, more wisdom and more revelation, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you are taking them to that secret place, that quiet place, Father, where you may pour into them, Father. Hallelujah. They may reach out and call out to you, Father, and be healed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for that fresh wind, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, we magnify your name. Father, there are those out there in the kingdom, Father, that are sickly, Father, that are weak, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And right now we decree and declare their healing, Father, right now. Father, we come standing on the law of agreement, Father. For your word says, Father, where two or more, Father, agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done by you, Father, the Father. So we thank you and we praise your holy name, Father, that your son, Father, by his stripes, he took on all of our afflictions, Father. They cannot be two owners, Father. So, Father, we release, Father, we cancel out affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Father, over those in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, be healed right now of every affliction that the enemy has brought forth. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our soldiers, Father. We pray for those, Father, that are abroad, Father. Father, those that are in the theaters of war, Father. Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, blow on their hearts, Father. Blow on the hearts of enemy combatants, Father. Father, and we just ask, Father, that you even give them hearts to receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep both sides safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel out every, Father, ungodly religion, Father, every ungodly teaching, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it up now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father, Father, and we just uplift the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way right now as we are on the line. As your, Father, as your word, your law says, Father, that we're two or more gathered in your name. There you are in the midst of us, Father. We welcome you. We welcome your Holy Spirit, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Pour out, just overflow out of these ladies that are on the line, Father, that are going to come before you, Father, with prayer, with praise, with worship, Father. Bless their day, Father. Father, favor them today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them realize your mighty blessing, Father, your covenant promises coming to pass, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We uplift Apostle Overton, Father. Father, you know what she stands in need of, Father. We ask that you bless her today, Father, that you keep her in every way, Father, that you pour into her today, Father, and allow her, Father, to rest herself, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Regenerate her, Father. Rejuvenate, Father. Restore her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we uplift Apostle Dozier, Father. Hallelujah, Father, as you work with the man of God, Father, as you work with his wife, as you work with the ministry partners, Father, continue to favor them, Father. Continue to give them a mind of obedience, Father, to their direct authority, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to pour into him, Father. Continue, Father, to let, Father, the legacy that you've built with him and his wife and their ministry, Father, that you've given them. Father, increase the legacy, Father. Father, touch the young men, Father, in that ministry. Father, those that are supposed to be in that ministry, the young men, the young women, the children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call them forth, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come to your appointed place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. For in Jesus' name, we know these prayers and decrees are so. Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, if you haven't already, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. If you have a prayer request through the week, please leave that request and give us the pleasure of praying for you, adding our faith to yours. Next, we're going to ask Sister Tangela Lewis if she would lead us in prayer and pray as God has placed issues on her heart. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Heavenly Father. We come before your throne of grace. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We worship you. We gather together, Lord God, in your name. Lord God, as we come before you this morning, we do not come in vain. We come humbly seeking your face. We come humbly seeking your love and your grace and your mercy, all the benefits of heaven that you have promised unto us, O God. And we thank you for them, Lord. We do not take them in vain. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, upon coming unto this day, we just ask that you protect the minds of our young people, O God. Remove this thing called ISIS from among us, O God. Don't let them take our children, Lord. He is trying to come in any way that he can. We take authority, we take power, and we root up. We cast down and we destroy every vain imagination of this thing called ISIS. We bring it under the subjection of Jesus Christ. We bring it under the blood today. Today we declare it is covered by the blood of Jesus. The brains, the minds of the young people that he is trying to steal and incapacitate and destroy by playing tricks on their minds, O God. We bring it under subjection unto Christ. You said you will not rest until all of his enemies are placed under his feet. And we place ISIS under the feet of Christ. In the name of Jesus, no weapon, no power will rise up against the powerful name of Jesus Christ. The all-powerful, one mighty God, the one true living God. There is no other authority. And we decree and declare it today, Lord God, in your hearing, in each and every hearing on the line, in our own hearings, in each and every heart, oh God, we decree and we declare this thing null and void. You are destroyed. You have no power here. Your purpose is destroyed. Your will is destroyed. Your power is destroyed. We come against it this day in the name of Jesus. And we take back what the Lord has given unto us. We take back what you have stolen. We take back what you have declared destructive. We take it back and we call it pure in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose your binds right now. Anything I command on heaven and on earth to be loosed or bound in heaven, on earth, is done in heaven. And we declare it today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose our troops. Hallelujah. Loose our government. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the authority that you have given unto us unto this day. We stand in authority and power right now. We even take authority, Lord God, according to the word of Jesus Christ, that we will do even greater and mighty things than he has done. And we declare that your angels, your host of angels, your heavenly host of angels, be released on our behalf. Dispatch your warring angels. Dispatch your financial angels. Dispatch your blessing angels. Dispatch your miracle angels. Dispatch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We need your help here, Lord God. We cannot do this on our own. We stand in need, oh God. We stand humbly, oh God, not just looking towards heaven. We are active, Lord God. We use your word because it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we use your word, oh God, because you have given it to us as part of our armor, Lord God. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every leadership that you have placed in authority, oh God. Stir up each and every heart. Ignite every spirit. Oh God, in the name of bring us all together, oh God, that we can stand one accord, one mind, one body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No more contention among us, Lord God. Divided we fall, but united we stand. If we can put arms together and march forth, oh God, hallelujah, bring the glory unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ground we would cover, oh God. Give us perseverance and tenacity, oh God. Fill us with your fruit of the Spirit, oh God, towards one another, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to stop pitting one above another, oh God. Help us to stop looking down on one another, because we are the same in your eyes. You loved each and every one of us the same. You gave your only begotten Son for each and every one of us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not the judge, oh God. We did not die for one another's But you did, oh God. And we thank you, hallelujah. Rain down your power, oh God. Rain down your spirit, oh God. Ignite each and every one of us, oh God. Strengthen each and every one of us, oh God. Hallelujah. Encourage each and every one of us. Give us a new song, a new dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Mel said, plant each and every one of us by your living water as trees, oh God. Hallelujah. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. You have prepared us for the days to come, oh God. Help us to pick up our swords and follow after you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Help us to guide one another, not as the blind guides the blind, but as the seeing, oh God, as the believing, oh God, shodding our feet with the gospel of peace, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We rise early to seek your instruction, oh God. We rise early to dance in the presence of you, oh God. To sit in your presence and in your glory place, oh God. We come to unite, oh God. To be with you one more day, oh God. To just love on you, oh God. To receive from you, Lord God. Hallelujah. What is your will and purpose, oh God? Let each and every one of us know, Lord. Hallelujah. Breathe through your word, oh God. Ignite us through your Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we will be sure to glorify you. We will be sure to magnify you. We will not falter, Lord God. We will fix our faces like flint. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Help us to bear arm, O God. Help us to rise up, O God. Help us to not turn back, O God, but to keep pressing forward in the name of Jesus. And in the power and the might of your resurrection, oh God. Oh, we glorify you this day. Bless this day, oh God. Let your rain fall upon us, oh God. Give us wisdom, oh God. Give us knowledge and understanding, oh God. Feed us through your word. Let your word flow from our spirit, oh God. Give us divine appointments, Heavenly Father. Give us divine healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as we go about our day, illuminate our minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, be the blessing that you are to us, oh God, that we might minister unto you, Lord God, and minister unto your people, Heavenly Father. Break every curse, destroy every yoke, hallelujah, and fill us with your holiness, oh God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us with your word. Fill us with your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with your presence, hallelujah. Seal every door, Lord God, that needs to be closed. And open every door, Lord God, that needs to be opened unto us, oh God. And help us to walk boldly through them, oh God. Help us to put away childish things, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus this day, root out and pluck up anything that is in us that is not of you, that we can walk righteously and in right standing before you, oh God, that the enemy cannot anchor us in any way, oh God. that we can be used according to your will and your purpose, hallelujah, that we might not look to the left or to the right, but that we might stay focused on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, pour down your anointing, O God. Release your anointing, O God. Fall afresh on us this day, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord, but we want to love you more, O God. Expand our hearts, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ayora shindi bro kontana habro kusitala natanara. Jejinero dumbro kusitala na hayara nanara. Brakanturio na shindanoli arabro kutana. Jesinti shundu kumbro kusitana. Hayara sinte anchumbro kutana. Liaron nakanti anchumnara. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your provision, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Touch each and every person on the line, Lord God. Hallelujah. Go into their homes, oh God. Hallelujah. Go into their workplaces, oh God. Protect them. Love them, oh God. Comfort them, oh God. Hallelujah. Reveal your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, bless your holy name. And I seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus Christ, that there will be no backlash. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll pass it back to you that this moment, Pastor Mel. Glory in the name of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the prayers, the worship. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a caller and caller from 5767. We're going to take your prayer request. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Caller? Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Who do we have on the line?
Oh, this is Brother Francis.
Oh, how are you, Brother Francis? Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. You sound a lot better.
Yeah, I got your email, and I reply you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You'll be receiving that holy oil from Apostle Overton very shortly. So that'll be sent out, so you will receive that. Did you have a prayer request, sir?
Just asking for God's mercy and the protection. Amen.
Okay.
For myself and family.
Okay, we pray for the feet, so we know that that is done. I'm going to have Sister Angela. I'm going to have Deaconess Angela Campbell pray for your family as she leads us in prayer, and I'll be praying for you through the week as well. Actually, as Sister Tangela Lewis was praying, I was praying for you. So we're going to have Deaconess Angela Campbell pray for you and your family, okay?
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Can you cover Brother Francis, please?
I definitely can. Praise God. Good morning, Brother Francis.
Father God, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless you. God, we exalt you and we magnify you. We give your name the praises and the glory. We magnify your holy and everlasting name. You are an awesome and powerful and mighty God, and we thank you. God, we thank Korababade. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We thank you, Father God, because you are the anointed one. We thank you, Father. We thank you because you are Jehovah Nisi. You are a banner over us. And we thank you, God. We thank you for angels, Father God, that you dispatch on our behalf. We thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you've done and what you're doing. We thank you for authority in your son Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for Brother Francis this morning. We thank you for his family, God. We thank you. We lift them up. We lift them up before you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we do thank you for them. We thank you, Korabade, because Father God, you've given us the blood of your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. And right now, Holy Spirit, we place a blood barrier of Jesus Christ all around his family. Thank you, God. Thank you for the power of the blood. It has not lost its power. We thank you. We pray. We bind up any activity of the enemy. We thank you that those spirits of Leviathan have no place. We thank you as the apostle prayed last week. And declare and broke things. We continue to declare and decree that the things of the enemy will have no place over Francis' family, no place around his workplace, no place in his water, no place in his body, no place in his family. God, we thank you. We stand and decree what you've already decreed from heaven. Protection, safety for his family. We thank you, God, and we dispatch angels right now in the mighty name of Jesus to encamp around his family, to encamp around his house, to encamp around his job, to encamp around him. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your authority. We walk in and on today. We declare and decree that the enemy will have no place in this day. No place in Francis' family. No place in their home. No place. We thank you for dominion. We exercise it on today. We declare and decree that Francis has dominion over every enemy this morning and every morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree that his family has dominion over any enemy that will try to attack him this morning and every morning in the mighty name of Jesus and his family this morning and every morning. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your angels that have been dispatched. We thank you for the power of your blood. We thank you, Father God, that those spirits have been bound. We stand in it. We believe it. We continue to declare and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we do thank and praise you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a prayer request on the website. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, Sister Gray goes forward, Father, to test today, Father. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way. Bring to her remembrance all the information that she was taught, and even information if it wasn't relayed to her. Holy Spirit, lead her and guide her and give her the answers in the name of Jesus. Give her wisdom in this area. Give her supernatural wisdom in this area for the test and moving forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Give her favor today. Let her confidence bloom in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep her calm in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up anxiety. We bind up nervousness. We bind up being unsure in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is your daughter, O Heavenly Father. And you said, Father, the mind, Father, of those that are saved are blessed, Father. The children of God, our minds are blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, she will receive the top grade on this assignment, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I can see her smiling and dancing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blessing, Father, that you have just poured out on your daughter, Father. Hallelujah, Father. The glory is yours, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And just continue to bless, continue to bless Sister Gray, Father, as she moves forward in her life, Father, in her profession, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, just guide her steps, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, begin to show her, Father, to completely trust in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, let us not make our own path, O Heavenly Father, but walk the path that you have for us, the one that you intended us to be on, Father. Keep us on that path, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Father, as we know these things have come to pass, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Our time is running short. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Whenever you like to do so, leave your prayer request. Follow the ministry. Keep up with what the ministry may be doing. Many of us, a lot of times we go to large churches, sometimes even small churches, medium-sized congregations, and there's just not a component there to handle our prayer requests. Well, we're here, and we will add our faith to yours and cover you in prayer. One of the missions that has been given to this ministry. So please feel free to post your prayer request. Ladies, is there a word from the Lord? Or anything on your hearts that you'd like to share?
Faith. 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 Faith.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, if you have faith and you do not waver, you shall have what you ask for. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I was just thinking of that scripture and the actual Greek scripture, the actual scripture. God said, if I do not have what you ask for, I will create it for you. And if we look at Dr. Washington Carver, George Washington Carver, in his book, he said that he never found out any of those inventions that he derived from the peanut. It was all created by God at the time he went into his laboratory and prayed. So those things didn't exist at that time. God created those things at that point in time. And it just amazed me to see that scripture fulfilled almost real time. It was just amazing. So thank you for that. Thank you for that word, Sister Tangela. Anything on your heart and mind, Deaconess?
Yes, I just have been meditating on the thankfulness of God. I think there's an overcoming upon Thanksgiving, and I recently was observing just culturally that there have been some moves to change the name of Thanksgiving to Friendsgiving. And it just struck me because I know that there's always the world's way of doing things and God's way of doing things. And the world wants to take the thankfulness out of things and shape it the way that the world wants it. But just as a reminder that in everything we have to give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning us. So wherever we find us, whatever situation is happening, that thankfulness is a springboard for the next thing that God wants to do.
Amen. Well, you know, Satan wants to slowly extract those things that God has given us that give us power, that bring the Lord to earth. So if he can get us to stop praising God, stop worshiping God, stop coming together in God's name, he then systematically takes weapons away from us. And the thing about it is to get the weapon out of your hand for at least a generation so it can't be passed down. There was a time when the Hebrews or the Israelites did not have the book of the law. It was totally lost. And it was because a generation skipped passing it down. So everyone was going in their own way, even the king. And there was one time, I'm not sure if it was Nehemiah, when they were reconstructing the wall in the temple, they actually found the book of the law. The book of the law had to be found so that they could remember who their God was, who had blessed them, who had brought them out of Egypt. So we know the enemy is always strategic. That's his only power, is that he's very strategic, and nobody realizes he's being strategic. So thank you for that word. Amen. As well. We all need to be on the lookout. You know, Jesus said, watch and pray. So when we see things like that, we immediately have to go into prayer.
Amen.
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 So, ladies, again, thank you so much for being on the line. Brother Francis, thank you so much again for calling in, sir. We will keep you covered in prayer. We've come to the end of our broadcast. Thank you so much for joining in with FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that your morning is blessed, that your favor goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield, that God has given his angels charge over you and yours, that you meet no hurt, harm, or danger. We plead the blood over your life, everything that God has for you, everything that you have, we plead the blood over it, and the enemy cannot touch it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What God is putting on my heart right now, forgive. Forgive all of those that you have issue with, because this is what God does. So God likes to see in his children the same attributes that he has. So forgive today. No excuses, no reasons, just forgive, because that's what we're commanded to do, is to forgive. So we will see you next week. God bless you immensely. God keep you immensely. May you hear from the Lord take time out to sit yourself in quiet so that you can hear from the Lord and know that He is God. We love you, and we will see you same time next week. Don't forget, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and keep in touch with us. Amen. We will see you next week. We love you. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Good.